What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 21st of April. It's the day after yesterday, don't you know? Hope you've had a good one. I was up late last night, mucking about with that fucking microphone all bloody night. So hopefully I've got it sorted today. So yesterday's one wasn't too bad, but it just meant I was recording until way fucking past my interest levels. I'd lost total interest in doing the podcast yesterday, but I carried on because that's the professional, unprofessional that I am. Don't forget anyway, if you've not been here before, that there's videos, there's mini videos, there's fucking Twitter, there's Facebook. I got it all now and I can't keep up with it all. It's all like my head's in a washing machine. It's on spin. I like trying to, you know, people say, oh, you should put this on, do things on social media, do things on there. You got to post five times a day on Twitter. You can't, it's a full-time fucking job to do all that. I fit it in, but then I forgot to do it the day before and it gets all like that. So I think I need an organiser or a secretary or something like that. Maybe I'm going to have to employ my other personality to get busy, because there's me who's trying to do everything, and then there's the other personality who is literally fucking making me do other stuff. I mean, I was meant to be doing stuff for this today and I've been shopping online instead. He's got me going and buying things that I don't necessarily need, like trainers and sunglasses and toiletries. I bought some toiletries. I thought I'd save myself going to the supermarket, because fucking there's a massive queue. I went to the supermarket the other day and the queue was just round the block, and I just thought, I can't be fucking bothered, you know. I gave up. I went to the smaller shop, which was more expensive, but saved myself 3 hours. So, you know, what's your time worth? And also, what was I going to say? I bought some hair stuff, some hair product thing, and like, I didn't know. I was reading their reviews to check, you know, what's it like, to see if it's any good, because, you know, you got to get the right one for you, ain't you? And we're all getting lockdown hair, aren't we? It's all getting long. I mean, fucking luckily I had mine cut just the day before the lockdown, but, you know, we're 5 weeks in now, and if there's another few more, it's going to get fucking a bit, we're all going to start looking like the Bee Gees, or we're on our way to Woodstock. But anyway, I got some stuff and I had to check it out online, and I was looking at the reviews. It got loads of good reviews now. So I read a couple. The first couple that I read was, one said, and he said 4 stars he gave it, and he said, didn't use it, bought it for my husband, he didn't use it either, but 4 stars. Why the fuck even bother writing a review? That's not even a fucking relevant review. Another one said, bought it to waterproof my walking boots, and it's great, does the job. So I thought, well, if it waterproofs walking boots, at the very least, I've got a fucking 2 uses out of it. So I'm probably going to have like really waterproof hair, because I've ordered it now. It must be like fucking total grease or something. I don't know why somebody would buy that and think, you know, what can I use for my waterproof? Why don't you just like buy shit that is meant to do your walking boots anyway? You know, there's stuff already for that. No, I'm going to buy some fucking really greasy pomade hair salon stuff and put that all over them. I think I might clean my boot, what's it called? I might put my boot polish in my hair, do it the opposite way around. So yeah, so you can't really, I always don't believe them reviews, you know, like when you read something on Amazon and that, and there's like loads of reviews, some of them, the reviews are that good that you just think, that's bollocks, you know, that's fucking somebody who works for them or something. It's like they're in love with it and it's only a fucking tough brush. How can you be like so like giving it all the, you know, how much you fucking, oh, what was the other thing I saw that somebody just gave like a love letter to a product, and it was just ridiculous, you know, and it was like a nothing product. I can't remember what it was now. I should have had that one in my mind, but it's locked away. I'll tell you what, as soon as I finish this podcast, it's going to come back. So maybe I'll do a little bonus round. I'll tell you tomorrow. Anyway, another funny thing I saw was a guy in prison who swallowed a bag of weed 18 years ago. And he snuck some weed into prison up his nose, and he thought he'd swallowed it because it just disappeared or whatever. Anyway, it was stuck there. It's been stuck up his nose for 18 years, and they call it like a nose stone. So he's like Well, he didn't know he had it. He probably just had like a fucking sore nose for ages, and like fucking all of a sudden, like the it must have swollen into what this nose stone is, and they've like done an operational procedure on him and found that he's got a bag of weed stuck up there. So I wonder if he smoked it, or whether they took it off him. It's legal. I don't know where he is, but you got to let him smoke that. Fucking hell, he's had it 18 years. That's almost like a part of him. That's like part of his body. That's like fucking his twin or something. You know, how old is he? If he was 18, that's almost like his twin. No, he couldn't be 18 because he wouldn't. That's like, would your parents sticking your fucking weed up your baby's nose then, wouldn't it? You can't do that. That's fucking child cruelty. But although they do it to get into prison, they fucking put it in the nappies and all that kind of stuff. I don't think they go any further than that. But anyway, no, he was sneaking it into prison. They get it into prison fucking anyway, which way, shape or form anyway. There's never a short... Not that I've ever been, but there's never a shortage of fucking drugs in prison. They have a right old fucking ding-dong in there. It's like fucking spicing up their life. You know, they're all on fucking spice, weed. That spice is like called synthetic cannabis. It couldn't be fucking further away from cannabis, the way I see people. I've seen, they're like zombies. Have you ever seen somebody on spice? They look like they're fucking, they look like their brain's just fucking imploded, and they're just like fucking, you know, lying on like the concrete floor. Worse than any alcoholic. I've seen alcoholics in some states out in the street, but fucking they're just lying on the floor like in their own piss, just jibbering with their eyes in the back of their head. Tell you what, makes you want to fucking try it and see what the fucking fuss is. No, it doesn't. Makes you want to try it to see whether it's just them, like fucking, what's it called? Whether they've like, they can't be like, whether it is that stuff, because synthetic cannabis, it just can't be the same thing, can it? It's like they're fucking taking PCP or, you know, angel dust stuff or something like that. It's like, but it's legal. Well, it used to be. I don't know if it's like still like you can buy it on the internet and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm not going to be experimenting with that. I think that's way beyond. I think the faces that I've seen are enough to fucking put me off all drugs, even alcohol. I mean, alcoholics haven't put me off alcohol yet, but that stuff off them faces. Anyway, they should put a mask on because, speaking of masks, what's it called? 100, the doctors are telling everybody that they should, they're asking people not to go out without a mask. Well, that's going to be the new thing, and that's going to be the deal. You're going to have to soon. Well, that's, imagine the economy could literally start going straight away if everybody was wearing a mask, because nobody can really pass it to each other, can they, if everyone was wearing a mask? And if everybody's wearing one, then you don't have to feel stupid wearing one, you know, because a lot of times you might think, oh, nobody else has got one on in here, I'm not going to wear one. But most of the time, I mean, outside, I don't even know if you need one out in the streets, do you? But I guess it's all grey area. If you're in close proximity to people, it's best maybe that everybody wears one, especially if everybody's on the fucking public transport and all that. I wouldn't want to get on any trains or on any tube at the moment. I would just like think, my head would just be thinking, he's got it, he's got it, she's got it, he's got it, he's on spice, look at him, he's lying on the fucking floor, he's the probably only safest guy here. I'll sit next to him, whereas I wouldn't normally go near him. But everybody else, you know, the slightest snivel. Even with yourself, you get like a little twinge, you know, you're thinking, oh, is that this? But you forget that all the other illnesses there is to have. You've got hundreds of to choose from. You know, there's a fucking encyclopedia of different like colds and flus and sexual transmitted diseases and fucking hangovers and whatever else. But as soon as you get anything, you're going to think, fucking COVID-19, shit. I'm fucking coming down with something. I've just literally thought to myself, I'm fucking hot. I thought, fucking hell, I'm getting a sweat. I've been at the end of fever. And I thought, oh no, but I've left the heating on. That's what it is. So I went over to the heater, went to turn the heater off, and it's off. So I am hot. But I have just been running around a lot. So I'm going to put it down to that for the moment. If I start, am I sweating? You'd have to. You ain't going to know if you're listening on the podcast. On the video, am I sweating? Have I got, like, flushed? Anyway, this guy fucking is flushed. He's flushed and he's flush. a salesman who won £400,000 in online casinos when he was bored during lockdown. Fuck it, that's it. That's my evening sorted. I'm fucking getting on the bingo and that, or on something online. He struck lucky in two games just a few days apart. Oh, how can you have it twice? I fucking haven't had any luck in many, many fucking moons. And he's got two days apart. I wouldn't even play it again after the first. But, well, I suppose you've won that much money. You ain't going to... You got money to burn it, yeah? But he won $294,000 on an online machine. Slot machine. And then he won another $110,000 on a roulette game later that week. That's like, fuck me. He's got a third one to come, surely. And hopefully it ain't the virus. Hopefully he's like fucking got another lucky one because he can go either way. Good and bad luck. Usually when I get money like that, a big win or big bit of money come through, I get a fucking equally amount of bill land. I once had like about 800 quid. Out of the blue, I think it was a tax return. I was like, fucking nice one. That was like, well fucking needed. And around about the same time, I think there was two letters and the other letter was like a bill for 850 quid. So, you know, it was like in one out the other, plus 50 quid. But I would have been 800 quid down, so it did me a favour anyway. So that's good. Well, fucking there you go. Try your luck. But sometimes I think they give a win. He's got lucky there, but I think they give somebody a win like that. So fucking idiots like me and you don't fucking say you're not thinking about it. Jump online and start fucking gambling because you've heard that. And that's what happens. They send one to win like 400 grand and then they'll take millions back off everybody else jumping online and trying to play. So I think he's had the lucky, the tickle. You know, it's like the what's it called, the fruit machines in the pub, and you're playing it, and like, you know, fucking, if you see somebody who's just been on there and like they've been putting loads of money in, you just go on it, don't you, and thinking hopefully the machine eventually will come around and give a win, so you can, you know, if you stealth, that's what people used to do, stand at the bar and just watch the fruit machine and see he's put about fucking 25 quid in there and he ain't won nothing. Next thing you know, you go up, put 50p in. And win fucking the jackpot. And you're like, yes. It works. It does work that way. You know, I've seen people put their whole wages in the fucking fruit machine. And then still lose. And then somebody else go up and do that. Pigeon lover Mike Tyson revealed he once knocked out a bin man for chucking out his dead pigeon. His dead pigeon was in a box. And the bin man was doing his fucking job, actually. Janitor of the building, and he moved the box with the pigeon in it, so he sparked him, not even like just fucking gave him a tickle or like, you know, threatened him, he knocked him out. He said he was, what's he say, he was convulsing on the floor like an infantile retard. Fucking, that's like hardcore. That's like fucking, I mean, it's Mike Tyson, isn't it? But unlucky move. I mean, you know, he's on the floor like, again, like the people on Spice look like they've been fucking knocked out by Mike Tyson. They've been knocked out by, what is it called? Footnose. They're probably like in the red, they're going around the ring with Mike Tyson while they're lying on the fucking concrete in the middle of the shopping centre, I bet, you know, because the brains are just like into dream mode, aren't they? Because you can't, they must be enjoying it. It's like heroin when they're fucking sparked out, totally out of it. They're having a great time. They don't look it. They look like they're fucking dead. But actually, inside, they're having a fucking, you know, they're at the merry-go-round. So he knocked him out. And then another guy, who he hasn't said what the plight of this guy was, but he said in another guy, that guy just picked up the dead bird. The another guy ripped off the head of one of his pigeons. And he said that's the only other time he's attacked somebody. And like, it doesn't say what he did to him. But I wonder if the guy, I bet the guy fucking hasn't got his head. I bet his head was ripped off as well. Probably he's like, just like, I told you a little bit about it, but didn't say, oh yeah, but then I got that janitor to fucking dump the body for me. Otherwise I said I'd knock him out even more and put him in the bin. So the other guy ripped his pigeon's head off, probably ended up in the dumpster. Here's another tip for you. Eating curries like madras, which contains fenugreek, can make you fitter and stronger. That's good, because I'm having a curry tonight. Oh yeah, so maybe I'm doing a bit of a workout. So men, I tell you what, I doubt it. Fucking curry houses, like, you fucking get fat as fuck from a curry house. But they're good, but you eat enough of them. They're, but it's all the spices in that, isn't it? I mean, you got to make your, you can't like live on Indian takeaways. Maybe if you're making your own ones, where you're not putting all the shit in it that goes in it in the takeaway. But Indian food, that's my fucking favourite. I'm from Birmingham. Everybody, that's like our, as I said before, it's our second language. Indian food, it's like fucking top of the pops. When we, it'd be like that, better than English food. Fucking hell, I've got loads here. I thought I had nothing to talk about, and I've got bloody tons here. I've been rambling on about some other shit. It's them fucking, I'm still picturing that guy on the fucking spice on the floor. I wish he'd get out of my head. He's tripped me out. He's like, I don't know if I'm having, like, you know, feelings to smoke the stuff. Hopefully not. He might have fucking sent me some pasties, like, addiction onto me as I walk past, like, the COVID-19. He's chucked his fucking spice addiction at me. And I'm having, that's what I'm getting, the sweats, and I'm feeling hot. A housewife has been accused of animal cruelty after making her pet's dog perform sex acts on her. How's she fucking, how does anybody know? Well, housewife, I guess the fucking husband was filming it then. They're saying the, you know, why do they have to bring him involved? Why do they have to say, like, a housewife? Anyway, she smeared her body with liquid to attract the dogs and then filmed herself being licked by them. So, that's pretty fucking grim. That might have even put me off the curry a little bit. I'm about to eat not long after this, and I'm like, you know, I don't want to fucking have that image in my head either. Fucking, what was she using? They're in Thailand. Maybe it was like a mango or something. Something. What would the dog like? You have to be dog food, wouldn't it? Imagine that, smearing dog food down there and having to fucking, the dog to come for it. That really would be one to fucking forget. Or, like, you know, she'd probably fucking enjoy it to fuck, but I don't know where. She put it online or what? Publishing porn online. Yeah, they put it online. Fucking nutter. Keep that shit to yourself, you know what I mean? All your neighbours and everything seeing that. Probably going, pulling the dog away from them when they're walking down the street. Fucking hell. Or maybe she's a dog walker, imagine that. And then all of a sudden you're thinking, what's she done to my dog? A woman horrified, on the same level, a woman who horrified to discover, well, not quite the same, but she accidentally bought a sex toy online on her mum's eBay account. So she's like fucking lockdown. Imagine if she got on there and saw that her mum had already bought one already. And she was like fucking competing. But like she bought a rampant rabbit. Imagine if you bought like something real fucking hardcore, like some of them ones that are like a big arm with a fist on the end, or something real shocker, like your mum's gonna know what your preferences are and whatnot. So yeah, she's ordered a rampant rabbit on her mum's eBay account. So first whoever, her mum's been making fun of her ever since. So she's told her, I'm gonna say, she'd have to like wait till her mum, hide around the corner when her mum's signing for it and just fucking jump in. Somebody ordered one once, I think, and it was like, it was going off in the box. The postman was delivering it, and it was like, you could hear it whirring around and everything. I can't remember now, I know that. But there was something else attached to that, I can't remember what it was, but let's just say the postman knew what was going on. Put it that way. I think you're not meant to have batteries in there or something. I don't know what it is, but the thing was on. You're not meant to post anything with batteries in. So they had to take it apart and found what it was, and it was like, and then they delivered it with the wrapping all off to embarrass them. Right, okay, where are we going? Nearly finished. Poo it. I'm going to bring the tone down, if I could bring it down any further. Pooing in a sink, fighting and riding bikes between shelves are among the reasons people have been kicked out of libraries. Well, the fucking staff have also banned people for verbal abuse, intimidation, urinating in a lift and being drunk. Well, at least they haven't been doing anything to the books. Imagine they was doing shit in the books. Probably like fucking good place to hide your drugs in a book. On, you know what I mean? Just like put it in the home, like the drunks and everything that hang around in the town, or the drug addicts. They go in and put it inside like an encyclopedia and put it back on the shelf and just keep going back. And libraries, you'd imagine, are a good place to do drugs as well. How do I know? I wouldn't know. It's all quiet, isn't it? And everybody's like minding their own business. And there's not really that much going on. They could probably like sneak off to the toilet. But I think you've got to have a key now. I think they're onto that one. You've got to have a key to the toilet. I know, because I went in to use the toilet before, and I wasn't a member of the library, and I wasn't looking to borrow a book. I literally just wanted to use the toilet, and I had to go up and ask for a key, go up three floors, and like, I tell you what, it wasn't worth it. I might as well wait till I got home. By the time I'd fucking got the key, got the toilet and whatever else, I thought I might as well have just fucking... They make it hard for you, let's put it that way. And that's me being normal looking. If you look like you're a heroin addict, they're probably going to go, sorry, I'm not going to give you the key. I know what you're up to. Even though heroin addicts need a piss as well, I just don't trust you. Right, I'm going to leave it, I think, on that one. Where are we going? Yeah, I'm going to leave it. I've got loads more to say. I thought I was going to struggle, but I did struggle. But hopefully you stuck around to the end. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.